We're whipping through them here.
Item 3 is a subdivision and rezoning for property located on Concordia Avenue East, west of Grantsmere Drive and Concordia Avenue intersection under file DASZ7 of 2013.
Okay, I'd like to call the applicant forward, Jeff Pratt.
Good evening.
You state your name and address for the record, please.
It's Jeff Pratt from 1 Dr. David Friesen Drive in Winnipeg.
Great. Oh, and we have Ray Clausen with the applicant. Is Ray with you this evening? Or?
Yeah, Ray's in the house, yeah.
Okay, very good. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, thanks for hearing this application. We're here to apply to complete some of the final homes in Harborview South. We're applying to create 16 single-family lots on a new cul-de-sac. The proposed development is located on lands owned by Qualico Developments and Waterside Developments. The proposed development is consistent with the Complete Communities Direction Strategy and the Transcona West Area Structure Plan. It also respects the existing single-family character of the surrounding neighborhood and fits within the overall development scheme of Harborview South and the emerging new development of Bridgewood Estates. Until 2010, the land was under option as a proposed school site by the River East Transcona School Division. In 2009, Qualico posted a sign on the site explaining that the land is under option of the school board, but it is zoned R1M and schools are subject to provincial approval. The site currently has two zoning designations, the land owned by Qualico on the east and north, which is adjacent to the residences on Grantsmere, is zoned R1M, and the westerly and southern portion owned by Waterside is zoned PR1. We're applying to have the entire site zoned R1M to allow for this development. We held an open house on April 22, 2013 at the Park City West Community Center. We invited 28 households from the surrounding area, including all 11 existing homes on Grantsmere Drive that back onto the site, and 6 homes from Reg Wyatt Way that back onto the adjacent public reserve area. 4 households attended our open house, 3 of them were from Grantsmere and 1 from Reg Wyatt. I also received 1 phone call prior to the open house, and based on the feedback we received from residents, we did institute some architectural controls for the new homes on the cul-de-sac that addressed a couple of the concerns we heard. And that is all I have to say about this. I also just wanted to note that on point 13, the public service asks for a 2-meter high noise attenuation fence, and we just wanted to note that we are happy to do so, but we just had concerns about it extending into the front yard of the house, so we just wanted to put that on record.
What is normally done?
Well, I think what we'd propose in this site is to match it up to how the fence was constructed to Grantsmere, right, and it sort of extends to about the rear yard where the house is.
So it's a two-foot or 2.5-foot high fence that, or
two-meter height. Yeah.
I'm sorry, 2-meter height, but in terms of the height of the fence in the front yard, what would you?
Well, I think we would stop it before the front yard, and that's consistent with the zoning regulations anyway.
Okay. Okay.
I think just for aesthetic reasons, it would make the most sense, sure, to match how it is on the other side.
Any other questions? Thank you very much, Mr. Pratt. You'll have an opportunity to come back later. Ray Clausen, are you speaking? Or? Okay, thank you very much, sir. This is your opportunity and an only opportunity, I think. Mm-hmm. Okay. Eric Vogan, in support. Mike Armstrong. All right. Is there anybody whose name has not been called that wishes to speak in support of the application? In support? Hear none? In opposition, Marianne Taveras. Marianne, do you wish to speak? Pardon me?
She doesn't answer.
Nope, you don't wish to speak? Okay. And Cheryl Alsop, do you wish to speak? You're just in opposition. Okay, is there anybody whose name that's not been called who wishes to speak in opposition? In opposition? Anybody whose name that's not been called who wishes to speak or speaker register for information? For information? Hear none, there's been nothing to respond to, so I think you're good, Jeff. Unless the counselor has another question. Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Do you want to come back?
Yeah. Mr. Pratt, to the, I guess it'd be the west, southwest of the site, there's an existing parcel here of the remaining PR site, which is incomplete with regards to park design and the park restoration. Note that I understand your application is you're representing Qualico. However, you're also, this is a joint application from what I understand with Waterside Development, who developed the properties to the south. So it's quite apropos to discuss, I think, the site, the park. What is the, there's an outstanding issue with regards to the park in terms of the road has to still be removed, the old Peguis Street and the old Profanic Street. And then restored. I've heard from residents in the area who want to keep as much of the natural forest as possible. As well, I've heard the issue with regards to the need for, you know, a play structure at this end of the development. There's nothing at this end of the development, junior and senior play structure, and as well as not so much a completion of the trail system. You know, which is quarter down gravel, right? But the issue is concerned about lighting, you know, ornamental lighting, trail lighting, type of trail lighting that we've seen in other trails, running the length of the trail into up into Archambault Park from the south. So that is a concern that I have that I'd like to, I guess, clear up with through your application. The second issue that I have or concern, you've raised it, is the fence in the front yard. So I don't have, I mean, I don't, the public service was the one who recommended that it's noise attenuation fence, but, you know, I could see where the fence in the front yard would come down and be, you know, what's the standard height of a fence in the front yard? Typical 3 feet, 4 feet? So 4 foot fence up to the city right of way versus the 2 meter fence, which is 6 feet. So is that something that would be a little bit more?
Well, I guess the concern with bringing the fence up right to the right of way might be, there might be some safety issues with vision. I'm not 100% sure on that, but
The setback, the right of way is our right of way. I don't know how big the boulevard is. What, a few meters, probably 2 meters, minimum. How large is the boulevard?
A feet.
17 and a half feet. So.
Okay.
So your setback would be 17 and a half feet.
Well, you know, that's definitely something that, you know, we should consider. I think just our thinking was aesthetically to do what was also done at the Grantsmere corner would probably be optimal. But, you know, I believe the Clause 13 talks about doing it to the satisfaction of the Director of Public Works, so we can work with that.
Okay. The other matter is we have a request here to install a uniform fence on all lots, the recommendation lots abutting rear yards abutting an existing pathway or park. The standard has been in the past that, you know, quite often a black chain link fence, you know, to ensure openness, you know, so that it doesn't create like a wall effect. Is that something that you'd be okay with in terms of that?
Yeah, that's definitely something we can do.
Okay.
I believe that's what we generally do as our standard, so that's definitely fine.
Just, it doesn't specify. It says uniform fence, but not a black chain link fence, and the item clause number 12 in the ACG report misses pathway or park. There's no specification for park. So I just wanted to check with you on that.
Okay. Nope, that's good.
So would you have any objection then, like coming back to the park issue here of Inderjit Clare Park, which is to the west, What I'd like to do is to make a recommendation that your application be subject to park upgrades, and that specifically landscape, site improvements, a senior play structure, preservation as much as possible of the natural forested area, and extension of the pathway, as well as inclusion of pathway lighting. I'd like to make it subject to that, pathway lighting from this park to Archambault Park, and any trees that might be required, especially in the area where you're restoring the street, the right-of-way. Just on that, and then what I would do is I would make it, this has to go forward to council. This is a recommendation, and it would go forward to council, it would basically be dealt with on the 17th of July, correct? It will go to standing committee and then council, EPC and then council.
17th of July.
And we have a community committee meeting on the 16th of July in the evening. What I would do is make it subject to those improvements and subject to a site plan for plan approval to come back to this committee for that night with those improvements. And is that something that you can work with?
Well, I think what I'd like to say to that is that I know that there's been a lot of work going on regarding the park design. I do have a conceptual design with me tonight, and I think what I'd like to see as the applicant on this this particular application is that, you know, the way I've understood it is that the adjacent park is kind of being dealt with the development agreement from our previous one, and I have some cost breakdowns of what Qualico is paying and Waterside is paying, and this is all well underway, and ideally I think I'd like to see that stay separate from this particular application.
I hear what you're saying, but I've been waiting for it for some time, eh? So
okay.
Qualico's development has been done for at least 2 years in behind there.
I can't speak to all the specifics of that, but I could show you a conceptual plan tonight if you'd like.
It's up to you. We can do that, and I can lay them out over to have a look at that and read that. Or we can move forward and approve the application, subject to these changes, and subject to a plan coming back 1 month from now. But with the changes that will come, it's your choice, which you prefer.
I think we'll just lay it over then for now.
Okay. All right.
So thank you.
What I'm going to do then is lay it over, but with instructions, Mr. Chairman, that at the next, prior to the next community committee meeting, with proper notification to members of this committee, which I think is 96 hours, that the plan approvals, the site plan and park development plan be supplied. And one thing to keep in mind, I know the city public service has been saying that they want a soccer field. I know that's going to be a considerable cost for you to landscape the soccer field, and not only that, it would wipe out most of the natural forest area. I just want you to know that I'm not in support of that. I want to keep the forested area, but in lieu of that, the improvements that I'm mentioning, right? So, I mean, it's kind of one or the other, right? And so, I want to be really clear about that.
The plan that I have today shows forested areas maintained. So.
Yeah. So I'm just saying that I'm mentioning a junior senior play structure. I understand it's probably around the $70,000, $80,000 cost. The lighting, pathways, the cleanup of the roadway right alignments. I'm interested to see your plan, but at the end of the day, I hope we can have cooperation on that month from now. So, yeah.
Okay. We are building a soccer field on King School,
right,
which will be allowed to use after 5 o'clock.
Okay.
For city.
That's good to know. Thanks.
Yeah, it's just around the corner.
Right around the corner, yeah.
All right, so motion's been heard to delay over with instructions.
Adjourn to the July 16th meeting in order to allow the applicant to submit site plan and park development plan at that time.
Right. So moved. All those in favor?
For Interjig Clare Park.
All those opposed?